Okay, lads. So, just give you an idea of the format of this. We'll just ask you three or four questions, then we'll give it to the press. They'll have the opportunity to ask you a question, then a follow-up. With the questions from the press, if we can just keep it short, you can have a follow-up, so just make sure that you have your questions figured out ahead of time. Stephen, Mohammed, you had an early goal tonight. It seemed to set the tone for the night. Can you talk us through the start of the game? It seems to be the ideal start for the away side, Halifax Wanderers.
I actually turned to my assistant when the goal scored and said that's the worst possible thing that could have happened to us. Because I spoke to the players about having the right mental approach and the right mentality. We started well with the pressing game, got a goal from it. But I'm always wary when things happen that early in the game.
Mohammed, you played a big part in that second goal, received on the byline, beat your marker, knocked it across, and your teammate Garcia, I believe, finished it. That seemed to really settle you. It seemed to be the nail in the coffin with the second away goal. Can you talk us through, is that a game plan for you lads, playing the long ball and trying to attack from the flanks, or is it a bit moment of improvisation?
No, I mean, it's a part of my game personally, so, you know. But to talk about the game, like we start well, you know, and we get that goal, but we came like sloppy in the second half. We could do better, and you know, that can happen against, you know, this kind of team, because this is like their game. You know, they're waiting for this and they want to win, so we gotta do better job to stay compact and strong.
There was that period of momentum shifting. After your second goal, Vaughan seemed to come into it a little bit more, seemed to settle the ball. As you said, maybe it was an issue of compact defence, or maybe just that moment of momentum going to the other side that's chasing the game. Stephen, what was going on at that period, and how did you look to counteract that moment of momentum for the home side?
Well, I mean, they brought themselves back into the game off an error from us. We were sloppy, and of course, when you get scored on, your mentality should be not to get scored on again, right? And we failed to keep the ball for any period of time. Of course, they are now playing with a lot more confidence. And we just didn't get hold of the ball, keep it away from them, and take this thing out of the game. And then we gave away a second ball, and we failed to press it, and they played between us. I couldn't tell; it looked offside from my position, but it doesn't matter. We were sloppy, and it counted as a goal. And once we went to 2-2 and started to take better care of the ball, we looked much better and much more in control of the game. But by that time, you are away from home and you're now in a dogfight to get the third goal. So it's for me, it's a mentality thing.
You do manage to find the third goal. Of course, you get the penalty winner. Fantastic moment. That puts you three up in the tie in the first leg, which is a precarious lead, obviously, in a two-legged game. Where do you think this leaves the tie at this stage? You win the game, but they're only one goal off you, or two goals away from a win. How do you deal with a scenario like that going back to Halifax?
We have to go back and do the job and get the job done. And you know, we're playing home, and we just have to get the job done. And you know, we did like some mistake today. We have to, you know, work on that, work on our mentality, like the coach here, and just get the job done, basically.
Yeah, I think they'll be full of confidence. I really do. They played well. They had moments where they do have some very good attacking players. Actually, some of them I was interested in when I was formulating the team. They have some good attacking players, and they can put you on the back foot with if you don't take away the midfield from them, and we were slow to do that. And they will come to Halifax believing that they could get something out of the game.
Let's speak about the occasion a little bit. Obviously, the Canadian Championship. You're here playing a Division III regional side. They gave you a good game in front of a packed house, a house that's familiar with a couple of your players. There's only a few degrees of separation maybe in some ways, and the chance to play between professional sides and amateur sides gives great excitement to the occasion. Can you speak to what that was like for yourselves coming on the road to play in a competition like this, that sort of FA Cup formula, if you like? What did that bring to the event, to the occasion for your side?
I think for me, the Cup is always something special because it's a situation where it's always a sort of David and Goliath. Not that it is this in this situation, because I don't see the gulf between the two teams as being that, to be very honest. But it's a situation where you have a team that basically has nothing to lose and want to prove themselves. And of course you have a team that's a little more on edge, because they also have something to prove to themselves and not be embarrassed by the situation. So I love the cup competition, and it just goes to show that the excitement you could get from a cup competition.
Would you have been able to do any scouting on Vaughan from either your two players, Skublik and Arnone, who you just brought into the team, or on their League One channel, like one of their guys scored three goals on the game?
Yeah, we watched the game. We watched the Unionville game and the Sigma game. We of course, but then it was a different squad came out, and so what we did really was look at what the individual qualities had and made every player aware of what they might come up against. Maxime didn't play in that game, so he came on. So we weren't so sure what he would bring, but I also had some video of him from before. But yeah, we did do our homework. We had a couple of days to prepare for that, so we did do our homework.
How do you plan on dealing with the scheduling, having made league fixtures and then playing on the weekend as well, going forward?
Yeah, well, we're behind the eight ball when it comes to that, because we only have 23-man squads, and they can have a 30-man squad, and that puts us under some pressure, because we technically we have to go and play Cavalry, who are on top of the league after. So I have to rotate, and we sent home some players after Winnipeg with the hope of resting them to be able to play on Wednesday and then to be able to play on Saturday.
It's a bit of a general question. Yeah, so far you have had four games, two wins and two losses. In both wins, you scored the first goal, and in two losses, you concede the first goal. And so it's a kind of problem that if you concede the first, you can make it up, or if you score the first goal, you can maintain the position. It's kind of psychological things or something like that.
I don't think it's psychological, to be honest with you. I think what it is that understanding of when the goal is scored on you, as I said, to sort of take control of the game and be more careful with the ball and take a little bit of sting out of the game and get your mind back into the mindset that you can tie the game up. And we've been working on that. We got the goal scored on us in Pacific, and to be very honest, I thought we should have at least tied that game. And then the game against Valor, they had one chance, they scored it. We had several chances, we didn't score it. But that's the nature of football. I mean, you know, we need to do better. We need to do better and not be in in a situation where you're chasing the game rather than playing towards just one stage at a time, get the equalizer, and then play towards finishing off the match.
Thank you.
But, that's all we have time for. So we're going to move through to the next. Stephen and Mohammed, thanks very much.
Thank you.
So we'll get Vaughn next. So we have Whiteman and we have the head coach.